Today I told my story. I was brought into the U.S. at 3 years old. I've lived here my whole life. I've been here for 17 years, and I don't see a future outside of the United States for me. This is where I grew up, and this is where I intend to build a family, to continue my dream. This is the sacrifice that my parents made, and every day I am so grateful for this beautiful country, all the opportunities it has given me. DACA has given me a sense of identity. I mean, I was able to finally get a state ID. Even that means so much. It's something that a lot of people might think of as, wow, a state ID, but it really means a lot to us. It's the little things that really count. And I just wanted to tell people our stories, because there's been a lot of misconceptions about so many things, and I hope that I clear things up a bit. And I just want people to fight with us and to stand with us, because right now we really need it.
And how old are you?
I am 19.
Okay. And what do you go to school for?
I haven't declared a major, but it'll be in the sciences, either biochemistry or biology, with a minor in chemistry.
And what's the school name again?
Illinois College.
And so what's your plan? Like, have you had to make any plans, or are you kind of waiting to see how this goes?
Right now, we are kind of in the dark. We're just waiting. I mean, hearing the news, you know, so many thoughts run through your head, and you just don't know. So right now, we are just waiting, praying, and hopefully this will get passed.
And what about your family? Can you explain that situation?
My parents are the best parents in the world. I mean, they have fought so hard. My dad is my hero. My mom has sacrificed so many things for us. They're in this country. Like I said, there are so many misconceptions about undocumented immigrants. They pay taxes. The only difference is we don't get the big refund. You know, the big refund that everyone wants for, we don't get it. So American citizens don't pay for us. If anything, our taxes go to them. I mean, we receive nothing. They have given me so much. I mean, I'm so glad that my parents raised me the way they did. I'm so glad that they made the choice to come into the United States, because right now, this is my home, and I don't plan on ever leaving.
Anything else, I guess, at this juncture, you know, what inspired you to come out? And I'm sure it's, you know, takes some bravery to speak. Right now.
I was very scared. I'm still kind of freaked out about it. Actually, it was random. A friend asked me, gave me some information about these people. I texted them. We got in contact, and they were the ones that encouraged me to come out here, and they really made me feel safe. And like I said, I think it's time for people to hear the real stories.